Session 3. Three ways to kill family worship. All right, let's dive back in. I hope that this teaching series has already shown you the incredible fruit that God can bring about in your family's life through a regular practice of family worship. And in this session, I want to expose three threats to family worship. These are obstacles that are threatening to undermine the discipline and the fruitfulness of family worship in your home. And I want to unpack and discuss each of these threats now so that you, parent, can have a plan to neutralize these threats. And the number one way to kill family worship is overthinking it. Overthinking it. I have seen this play out in countless families, including my own. Many parents, especially, let's be honest, the kind of parents that would spend this amount of time listening to audio teaching, many parents think that family worship is not worth doing unless it's done perfectly. And so we try to add unnecessary extra elements on top of reading, praying, and singing that just make family worship too long, too difficult to plan, or too cumbersome to regularly practice. During family worship, no one has to preach a sermon or lead a devotional. No one has to plan a craft or an interactive activity. No one has to lead incredibly piercing application questions that leave all of your family in tears at the glory and greatness of God. Crafts and sermons and devotionals and application questions are all great things. I love all of those things, but they don't need to be a part of every family worship time in your household. All that you need is God's word. Overthinking it, adding additional elements to your family worship time, will keep your family from having a daily family worship time. The Family Worship Guides from GodCenteredFamily.org will give you everything that you need. And my goal there is to do all of the thinking for you so that you don't even come close to overthinking it. And for those of you that do want to have some hands-on learning as a part of family worship, we even throw in a few bonus activities every week to encourage that, kind of hands-on learning and experiential learning. So the top threat to family worship is overthinking it. And the remedy to that threat is to read the Bible, pray in response, and sing in response. Don't overcomplicate it, friends. And we have guides to help you along the way at GodCenteredFamily.org. So that's the first threat, overthinking it. The second threat to family worship is not prioritizing it. Family worship will be a powerful force in the life of your family, but it will not happen automatically. Family worship has to be a choice for your family every day. So make the commitment now that you will practice family worship every day, no matter the cost. This requires a lot of flexibility. Sometimes it means that we have family worship in the car when we're coming home late. Sometimes it means we need to keep our kids up a few extra minutes. Sometimes it means changing our schedule and saying no to other activities so that family worship can be prioritized. Family worship is not the time for multitasking. Put your devices away and have your children do the same. What I want to make sure we avoid here is we have two pitfalls on the side of this road. And different parents are going to be tempted to fall into one of these pitfalls. On one side of the road, we have the pitfall of not prioritizing family worship. That's what we're talking about right now. On the other side of the road, we have the pitfall of turning family worship into legalism. Friends, you will not get into the kingdom of God because you had a perfectly consistent family worship time. Family worship will not affect your standing with God because that has been purchased for you at the cross and empty tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't allow the commitment to family worship. Don't allow prioritizing family worship to rob you of grace and love and patience for your children. You know, again and again, there's a refrain throughout the prophets that the people of Israel have brought their offerings, but they've neglected works of mercy. Let that never be said of our family worship, that, oh, you brought family worship, but you neglected to extend grace to your children and to yourself. Grace, not just grace that ignores our sin, but grace that brings it to the cross and the empty tomb of Christ to be cleansed. So that was a bit of a rabbit trail. I didn't plan to talk about that. But the threat to family worship that we want to avoid is not prioritizing it. And number three, third threat to family worship is not planning it. So we have overthinking it, we have not prioritizing it, and we have not planning it as the third threat that we need to neutralize to make an effective habit of family worship. So I want to encourage you, don't just make a vague commitment right now to do family worship, whatever that means. We need to pick a specific time and place to do family worship. And it doesn't matter what time you do family worship, but make sure that it's a routine, because that just makes it easier to do, harder to forget. So do it at the same time and in roughly the same format every day. Use a time that works well for your whole family, a time when usually everyone, including both parents, are present and that other activities won't typically threaten. After dinner is usually the best time, to be honest, because most families have dinner together. If you don't have dinner together, let me encourage you to have dinner together. But most families have dinner together. It happens every night, roughly the same time, and the whole family is already gathered in one place, so you don't have to gather the children a second time. So we have to plan when to have family worship. We also have to plan how to have family worship. What will each of the three elements look like for your family? And at GodCenteredFamily.org, we want to help you plan the how for your family worship time. Our family worship guides include a passage of scripture to read each day, questions to ask in response, prayer points, and song suggestions. Failure to plan is a threat to family worship. So think about what works best for your family. Think about what makes the most sense for your family. Commit to a time and place, get a guide, and get started today.